May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy face, O Lord.
My rock and my redeemer. Near the end of King David's life, he was forced into exile. His son Absalom had rallied Jerusalem against him in an effort to seize the throne from his very own father. As David and some loyal companions were fleeing from Jerusalem along a road, a man named Shimei confronted and attacked David and his men. Shimei, from up on a hillside, threw down stones and insulted David and his men. Shimei said to David, "Yehovah has given the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art in thine evil, because thou art a man of blood." It seems this man, Shimei, was terribly confused. It seems Shimei thought that the Lord wanted Absalom to overthrow David, and David was the Lord's anointed. Now, in the Old Testament, we might expect for David and his men to meet this challenge with immediate and severe retribution. And one of David's most trusted soldiers, Abishai, wanted to do just that and requested permission to decapitate Shimei right there on the spot. But David showed mercy. And when Solomon became king, after David, knowing what Shimei had done to his father, Solomon showed mercy as well, at least initially. But eventually, Shimei had to die if the kingdom was going to be established. So this morning, we're going to take a closer look at this story, and we're going to see how the Lord, represented by David and Solomon, helps us deal with the Shimei in us. This story will help us understand the patience of the Lord, even when we are confused to the point of believing that something false is actually true. We will see that when we believe mistaken and harmful ideas from ignorance and confusion, the Lord will slowly help us get to the point where the Shimei part of us can die. It is the point where Solomon's kingdom is established, the kingdom of heaven established in us. Now, the first thing that David did for Shimei was to show him mercy. And that's the first thing that the Lord does for us as well. He treats us with mercy when we view the truths of his word from false conceptions, due to ignorance and confusion, and even when we use these false conceptions to hurt ourselves or hurt our neighbor. Now, we can see the distinction in this story between harm caused by ignorance and confusion versus harm caused by ill will. When one of David's most trusted soldiers, Abishai, asked for permission to behead Shimei, we saw that David denied it, even while Shimei was pelting David and his soldiers with stones and hurling insults with them as well. David said, "Let him revile me, because Yehovah has said to him, 'Revile David.' Let him stay and let him revile me, for Yehovah has said it to him." Now let's just take a look at what was happening here in the story. David, at this point, was still on the losing end of a rebellion orchestrated by his very own son. And an ally of Absalom was shouting insults at David and his men and throwing stones at them. But rather than acting out of anger and frustration, David denied Abishai's request to behead Shimei. And it seems that David understood that Shimei thought that what he was doing was the bidding of Yehovah. It seems that David thought that Shimei actually believed what he was saying. And this story in the Word gives us clues as to the source of Shimei's confusion. And it gives us clues as to the source of our own confusion when we are in similar states. It seems Absalom was the source of his confusion. Now, Absalom was a very charismatic man who convinced most of Jerusalem that he should be king instead of his father. Absalom, over many years, approached those who went to David to get David to resolve their disputes. And he convinced those people that he could resolve their disputes on more favorable terms than David could. Absalom systematically undercut the king and built up a following willing to rebel against him. Shimei, it seems, fell prey to Absalom's treachery and became convinced that the Lord wanted Absalom to be king. Now, we run into evil spirits like Absalom all the time. We learn in the spiritual diary that Absalom's actions actually represent what happens when the word is used to lead a rebellion against divine truth. Following Absalom can happen to us when we know what the word and the heavenly doctrine teach on something, just as Shimei knew that David was the Lord's anointed, but when we are then convinced by a trendy new approach that it actually means just the opposite. This can lead us to do what Shimei did. It might cause us to cast stones and insults at what the Lord actually says in His Word and in the heavenly doctrine. And we can see these calls to do this all around us. We need to listen to these calls closely so that we can see them for exactly what they are. Now, they may be calls to love our neighbor, but to love our neighbor not as the Lord loves, but to love in a hollow or shallow way. The call may sound like this: the Lord wants everyone to be happy, so just leave that person alone you're thinking about helping. If you try to help that person, you're just going to hurt them by sharing with them what the Lord teaches. Absalom, evil spirits might also say, yes, be a good person, like it says in the Word, and being a good person includes doing what feels right. If the Word or the heavenly doctrine seem to say something that doesn't feel right, it must be a misunderstanding of the Word or the heavenly doctrine. These enticing calls from Absalom, evil spirits, can seem so much easier to follow than the solutions that David offers as king to a dispute. And these enticing calls do gain lots of followers like Shimei. Solutions based on the Lord helping to change our loves and actions are hard in the short run, but eternal in effect. Solutions, however, that purport to come from the Word but only actually reinforce what we want to do anyway are easy and temporary. The Lord offers ways out of problems, but Absalom, evil spirits, offer excuses and justifications. When we fall prey to these calls, the Lord can help us slowly realize it and discard this part of us that can be like Shimei. Calls to use the word to actually ignore life-changing truths are the calls of Absalom to join his rebellion. Absalom had succeeded, it seems, in convincing Shimei that falsity was actually truth, and that the Lord had actually said to revile David, his anointed. But in response, David showed mercy. He didn't execute Shimei on the spot. And when we are terribly mistaken or confused about what is right, the Lord shows us the same mercy so He can lead us to willingly let go of Shimei. He gives us every possible chance to learn the truth and change and to ask the Lord to really take charge. And we see this in how David responded to Shimei after Absalom was dead and David was returning to Jerusalem. As David was en route back to Jerusalem, Shimei approached David and said, "I have sinned." And he asked for forgiveness because David was now back in power. Following a renewed request to execute Shimei from Abishai, the king mercifully declared, "Thou shalt not die." The Lord's mercy is also evident in how Solomon treated Shimei after Solomon became king. Solomon decreed that as long as Shimei stayed in Jerusalem, he would be safe. But Solomon also said that if he left Jerusalem, "Thy blood shall be on thine own head." Solomon was saying that once Shimei decided to go to Jerusalem for safety, if he then decided to leave, his death would be his own fault. Now, it makes sense that Solomon would give him a chance to obey his laws before just putting him to death if what Shimei did to his father David was from confusion and ignorance. And it makes sense that when we realize that we've been terribly confused about a truth in the Word or the heavenly doctrine, that we can go to Jerusalem for help too. In the heavenly doctrine, the Lord teaches us that evils which are of the will are what condemn man and thrust him down to hell. And not so much falsities, unless they become conjoined with evils. For the one follows the other. The truth of this statement may be seen from the case of very many of those who are in falsities and yet are saved. When we realize we've made a terrible mistake from a confused and ignorant perspective like Shimei did, we can go to where the Word is and where the Lord is known thereby and get support in changing. Support for discarding the part of us that attacked David. We can go to a place where people understand that David shouldn't be stoned and cursed, and where they understand why he shouldn't be. The Lord will show us that place, and he will lead us there. And that place is the church. In a church that functions like Solomon's Jerusalem in this story, we will find people who will help us understand better what the Lord teaches, and who will give us a good example of how to live it. Now, it's not a place where people are perfect, but it's a place where people are trying hard to innocently follow what the Lord teaches and trying hard to support their neighbor in doing the same thing. When we are in a place like this, we will see how misguided Absalom was, and we'll see how confused we were. We will see the Word more clearly. And we will be able to see that the teachings we once stoned are actually precious gems from the Lord. Things that didn't seem to be true can then be seen as truer than we could have ever imagined. In Solomon's Jerusalem, people are led to good. The Lord describes this in the heavenly doctrine, explaining that the church is cared for when man is led to good. And he who leads to good from charity loves the neighbor, for he desires and wills for another heaven and the happiness of life to eternity. So Solomon told Shimei to go to Jerusalem and stay there, and he did. He stayed there for 3 years. And during those 3 years, he was safe because he was led away from how he was acting before. He was led to good. But Shimei eventually has to go for the kingdom of Solomon to be established. The part of our natural man that still wants to make its own rules will eventually be put to death in us as the Lord establishes his kingdom of heaven with us. When we go to Jerusalem and realize that we have to change what we're doing, the natural man in us will still resist, just like Shimei following his servants to Gath and wanting to bring them back to Jerusalem. That part of us will still want to do things our way rather than the Lord's way. And when that happens to us after we've been in Jerusalem, we just have to let that part of us go. When our servants want to go to Gath and we want to bring them back, when the natural man in us wants to go back to our old ways, we just have to let go of that desire, have to let the Lord help us let go of it, like Shimei, finally being put to death. And once we let that part of us go and follow the Lord even in the externals of our life, he can then bring us the happiness of heaven. He teaches that to have the external or natural man subordinate to the internal or spiritual, and thus to have both subordinate to the divine, this is a holy thing. It is the kingdom established by the hand of Solomon. It is the promise of heaven that only the Lord can lead us to by his own hand. Amen. And now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.